Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday! We've made it, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 7th of July, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Been asking for it, and now you're going to get it. Well, I don't know if you've really been asking for it, but anyways, Instagram's going to let you reply to stories now. Yes, now they finally added that ability to respond to individual stories and photos, videos, and boomerangs, too. Now, with the new update, you get a camera icon now that appears right beside the text box at the bottom of each story. Then you tap on it, and Instagram's camera will come up, and then it'll let you reply to, you know, your heart's content. So no, not a big update, but one that'll just make you tickle your fancies a bit. It's available for iOS and Android as we talk. Bit of sad news for SoundCloud employees on this Friday. 40% of you. Yep, SoundCloud Limited is cutting 40% of its staff to, as you guessed it, do a little cost cutting. So it can compete against likes of Spotify and Apple Music. Good luck to you. It hasn't been really a great 2017 for SoundCloud. Back in January, they were saying, yeah, we ain't got a whole hell of a lot of money left in the bank. And unfortunately, apparently that money in the bank, yeah, it isn't multiplying. Employees were informed on Thursday that 173 jobs would be eliminated. Right now, SoundCloud has 420 employees. And finally, Red. Are you familiar with Red? Well, with most of us in the tech community, we think about the Red camera. The oohs and ahs of tech history. Well, now we got a little bit more oohs and ahs to look forward to. Apparently, Red says that, hey, let's go into the cell phone business. Now, those of you who don't know what the hell I'm talking about with Red, they're known for making some, you know, cameras. You know, like high-resolution cameras, film cameras and stuff, but they do it a little bit cheaper. That ain't gonna be the case for the cell phone. Yes, from video cameras, can't call them film cameras because they don't take film. To cell phones, that's a 180-degree turn. The cell phone is called the Hydrogen One, and apparently will feature a holographic display. Really? It will have a 5.7-inch professional Hydron holographic display, that's what they're calling it, that will switch between three modes. You'll have your traditional 2D content, and then the holographic Red Hydrogen 4-view content, and stereo 3D content. Whoa! Whatever that means, we don't really know yet. All we've seen is one little image of this thing, and it's probably just a rendering. And no, it doesn't show that holographic display in action. What we do know is the Hydrogen 1 will be available in two versions. You can get an aluminum version for, get ready for this, $1,195. Or hell, go all out and get the titanium version for $1,595 for a freaking cell phone. Well, you've got time to save up regardless. Both versions are saying will be available sometime in 2018. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, you know it already. That's where our podcasts are. That's where the blog lives. Did I say brog? Well, I meant blog. Tongue ain't working today. Yeah, maybe that'll work. And of course, our review section over there, too. You can also give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, hanging out in our Slack room. We'd love to have you come on over and join us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Of course, we're heading into the weekend. Aren't you happy? Hell, I'm happy. Don't worry, though. We will be definitely back on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, kick back, enjoy your Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you, as always, for listening.